Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jackie Tabner. Batting 8th. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tabner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Rourke throws to second for one, and Tavener throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Klugman moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Basler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Haney reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. Heilman moves to third. Tavener moves to second. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 1 in the game. Klugman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whitehill. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Miller moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Cobb moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Blue reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. Heilman scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tavener bunts in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 2 in the game. Basler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Blue trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-2 in the game. Klugman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burns moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Klugman goes all the way around to score. Spurgeon moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Jess Doyle now pitching. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Cliff Lee. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third, in foul territory. Haney races over to make the catch. He throws to first to double off Jameson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. the Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Burns steals second. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klugman hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall pinch hits for Johnny Basler. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Topper Rigney now playing shortstop. Larry Woodall now catching. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Spurgeon is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Frank O'Rourke. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.